to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. And I want especially to thank all of you wonderful partners. Oh, you are a blessing to say the least. And I want to share a testimony about a person who called in for prayer, and she said her son had a negative COVID test, and she was so pleased because she wasn't sure this was going to be, but it was negative. And, you know, I love for Sarah to share because she's my daughter. And who do I love? My daughter. Sarah, please share.
Mom, we have a really cool guest today.
We do.
And his name is Brian Simmons.
Yeah.
And Brian Simmons is the guy who's working on the Passion Translation.
I know.
Passion Translation of the Bible. And I'm so excited to share this interview with you because here's the deal. If you know Mom and me, you know us, we totally dig the Bible, right? I mean, like the Bible is, woo, it kind of lights us up. And hopefully it also lights you up. That's one of the anointings on this ministry is for the Word of God. And so the Word of God, not necessarily just for intellectual usage or kind of, you know, religious input, but really for practical daily living and letting the Word of God dwell richly in us from Colossians 3:16. So I want you to watch this interview because I believe that as you watch the dialogue, the conversation, the question, interviews with Brian, that Holy Spirit is going to ignite in you a fresh passion for the Word of God. And of course, if you have a need in your life, we would love to pray for you. You can hop on the phone, get on the website. We love to pray for you, whether it's for a negative COVID test, for your finances, maybe it's for some kind of healing, some kind of family issues. We know that God answers prayer.
You are not alone. Jesus loves you so much. I know in my life, I've struggled with depression and I was in a depressive season where I felt like there was no one around me and no one could help me. But Jesus revealed to me that he had never left me. You are not alone, Isabel, he said. And that one sentence changed my entire life. And so if you feel alone, if you've never prayed to ask Jesus to come into your heart, or if you have and you want to pray this again, I invite you to pray with me. Say, Jesus, I thank you right now for the opportunity to get to worship you, the opportunity to get to love you. I receive your love. I receive your relationship. I receive your companionship, and I want to be in relationship with you. Jesus, would you come into my heart? Would you be Lord of my life? I submit it all to you. I submit my future. I submit my past and my present. Jesus, I love you. I chase after you. I desire you, and I want you to be my best friend. We thank you and we praise you. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. I am over the moon excited to introduce to you Brian Simmons. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Hey, Sarah. Good to be with you.
Totally stoked. Brian, not everybody knows who you are, so can you give us a quick bio? Then we'll jump into some amazing conversation.
Well, I'm the husband of Candace. I have three children. I have 10 grandchildren, three of them great-grandchildren. I was saved during the Jesus movement, early 70s, radical conversion. We put on our wedding cake, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So at our wedding, everyone ate the Great Commission. So Candace and I are all about the nations, all about world harvest. And we ended up in the jungle as tribal missionaries in the rainforest of Panama, Colombia. And there we ministered for over 8 years and helped an indigenous people group get the Word of God in their own language.
Oof. Oh my goodness.
Then we came back in the 90s. We came back and pastored in New England for 18 years. Wonderful church in Connecticut near Yale University. Mm. And not long ago, well, 12 years ago, the Lord spoke to me and said, why don't you hand the church over to a younger team? I have something for you to do. So I did that. We handed the church over, the leadership team, younger team. And I asked the Lord, what do you want us to do now? And I waited and waited until finally the Lord gave me, and I'll understate this, Sarah, but the Lord spoke to me and gave me this commission to translate the Bible into a new dynamic form that would impact generations of English speakers. So every day for 12 years now, I've been working on the Passion Project, and it's a passion. Yeah. Passion of my heart to do that.
Mm-hmm. And the Passion Translation right now, we have here is the New Testament with Psalms, Proverbs, Song of Solomon. Of course, I want to encourage you to grab your copy, hop on the phone, get on the website, because seriously, reading this makes the Bible light up. And I've been reading the Bible for a little bit of time, and this is nothing like, this is fantastic. So in this, what you kind of took some of the language stuff that you learned, right, with doing the translating from mm-hmm. the indigenous people and started to employ that a little bit?
Yes, I did.
How so? In what ways?
Well, when you communicate from one language to another, you have to move words around. You cannot keep the same word order. So every translation is a paraphrase in that you move the sentence structure around to fit the receptor language. So that training in linguistics plus the application, practical doing it in a tribal language, it helped me understand that most people read the Bible and do not understand it because it's written in Bibleese rather than English mm-hmm. at times. And we love the old language of King James. We love every Bible translation that's out there. They're all wonderful and praiseworthy. But to read the Bible and to understand the Bible are two different things. What if we could have a translation that would help us understand the Bible and the heart of the one who wrote it for us, mm-hmm. the heart of God? Mm-hmm. So that's been the impetus behind our project.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel intimidated by what you do?
Every day. Mm-hmm. People ask me if I feel worthy to do this. I said no, but I feel called to do it. Mm-hmm. And I really believe what God is looking at in our heart is faithfulness to his calling, mm-hmm. to what he tells us to do. Mm-hmm. If it's to raise the dead or to clean the toilet, mm-hmm. whatever we do, if we obey him, there's reward and fruit that will come.
Did you have some arguments with God before you started this project? Like, hey, was that kind of a tension for you at all?
A little bit. I had to have assurance that he would help me. And he gave me that assurance. And that doesn't mean my work is perfect. I don't think we have a perfect translation yet. Right. That's why we have so many English translations, and we'll have so many more in the years to come. But I was intimidated by, for example, Paul, who is a genius. The masterpiece of the New Testament is the book of Romans. Do you know how many pastors begin teaching through the book of Romans and quit halfway? Because it's so intimidating and yeah. intense. Mm-hmm. So I knew that God had to help me, and I feel his help. I mm-hmm. feel the Spirit of the Lord helping me mm-hmm. in this translation. And thankfully, I have other scholars that are working alongside me to help do this. Yeah. I do the heavy lift, and then I submit it to at least two other scholars that review it, and I'm responsible to make adequate changes, appropriate mm-hmm. changes.
Mm-hmm. So. You might be watching right now, and you might be struggling with something you feel God's put in your heart, but it's intimidating to you. You feel like, I can't do this. It's beyond my, and maybe you're having some tension and some arguments inside, internal struggles. And we would love to pray for you that God would help you and would confirm and affirm that in your heart. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that you wouldn't be afraid, but that you would be compelled by God's love and God's power and confirmed as well. And grab your copy of the Passion Translation. Seriously, can't tell you how fantastic this is. It will revolutionize your Bible reading, and whatever has been flat in the past, this will make it super, super vibrant. So, Brian, when you said that you had some confirmation, you know, you felt that you were supposed to move in this direction, but then you had some confirmation. What did that look like for you?
Well, it was really just internal, just the peace of God, the strength of the Lord. And quite honestly, the first book I translated, the Song of Songs, my favorite book in the
Seriously?
Bible.
Seriously?
The very first book I
no
chose
way.
To translate is the one book most people avoid. But I delight in that Song of Songs. And I saw how it was impacting thousands of people, just that one booklet that I put out. And I knew from that the Lord was with me, he was helping me, and that it was going to change lives. And let's face it, that's what we're after, is to see the lives of people changed.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think we can change without the presence and power of God.
Amen.
I think our own efforts tend to be futile, and they can kind of wane and
yeah.
fritter out.
No matter what we do in the kingdom of God, we have to know God is helping us. that he's with us. And so many times the Lord says, I am with you. To those he called and sent out, he brings his presence in an unmistakable fashion. I am with you. Go in this your strength, he said to Gideon. And Gideon says, what strength? And it was the strength of God's presence. Go in this your strength, that I am with you, Gideon. You will not fail. You will never fail when God sends you to do something.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes that feels a little awkward for us because it feels like we go through times where it feels like we fail.
But that's our perspective.
Mm-hmm. But you have to keep going, right?
Jonah looked like he failed, but a city was converted through his ministry and his heart was changed ultimately. Yeah. So momentary failure is different than ultimate fruitfulness. Mm-hmm. And we will all pass through that momentary failure. It's called a wilderness on our way to the promised inheritance. So we just have to be faithful to the end.
Mm-hmm. And you might be watching right now, maybe you struggled with some failures or you feel like it's futile, like you're not really making any headway, any progress. And we would love to pray for you that God would help you to remain faithful. Well done, my good and faithful servant. So hop on the phone, get on the website and grab your copy of The Passion. Seriously, we'll help you have some longevity and some endurance and some fresh fuel to keep going, to not get weary in well-doing, but to keep going. And Brian, I'm going to ask you this question, and I think we're going to have to answer it in two parts because we're going to run out of time here in just a little second. But you talked about God is with us, right? And sometimes we don't feel like God is with us. And we can know it in our head, but we may not, number one, feel it. And we may not, number one, or number two, see it around us.
Yeah.
You know, like Gideon, you know? And so what would you say to that?
We walk by faith, not by sight, and not by appearance. So our faith level rises. In our difficulties, God is with us. In our joys, God is with us. And we build that on the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Because the Word of God is true no matter what's going on around us. Now, I'm going to do the sequel to this, and you're probably going to need to answer this in the second part. But I want to ask you in terms of God with us as it relates to Holy Spirit, right? Because Jesus said, John 14:16, I will send you Holy Spirit who will be with you all the time. And so in just a little minute, we're going to come back. Of course, if you have a need in your life, I want you to hop on the phone, get on the website. We'd love to pray for you. And we know that nothing is impossible with God, Luke 1:37. So remember, God can absolutely come through, do the miraculous. God can help you in the mundane, day to day, just kind of the quotidian existence that we have here. And of course, grab your copy of the Passion Translation to really help make the Bible come alive in fresh ways to you that you've never seen or experienced before.
The Word of God is real, vital, and relevant to our daily lives. For your gift of $31 or more, we will send you The Passion Translation by Brian Simmons. The Passion Translation is a modern, easy-to-read Bible translation that unlocks the passion of God's heart and expresses His fiery, love-merging emotion and life-changing truth. This conveniently compact and updated edition includes over 500 new footnotes, 16 pages of full-color maps, extensive introductions and outlines of the New Testament, Psalms, Proverbs, and Song of Songs, and so much more. For your gift of $75 or more, we will also send you our lovely fleece Psalm 23 blanket, featuring the seven names of God revealed in the psalm. And as a bonus gift, we will include Marilyn's Seeing Jesus devotional. This encouraging 365-day devotional will give you a faith-building glimpse of Jesus every day of the week. Call or click today for this valuable resource.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
Hey, I want you to come with us on Marilyn Hickey Ministries' Footsteps of Paul tour this fall. We will be traveling to Italy, Greece, and Turkey, looking at many of the churches that Paul went to and where he wrote most of the epistles. We will be traveling by land, air, and sea on this once-in-a-lifetime tour, and it's perfect for you and your family. Spots are limited, so visit our website to apply today. Come join me. I cannot wait to see you.
Well, welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We're continuing our conversation with Brian Simmons. And Brian, I talked about God being with us. You talked about that in just that last little segment. God being with us and Holy Spirit. How do you sense Holy Spirit with you on just kind of a day-to-day basis?
Well, the Holy Spirit breathes life into my spirit. He reveals the Word of God to me, teaches me. He leads me into truth. He takes the things of Christ and shows them to me. He intercedes in me when I feel weak and I don't know how to pray or what to pray. The Holy Spirit makes intercession. It's actually hyper intercedes for us. And that's why we have the victory, why we're overcomers, why we're more than conquerors. It's because the Holy Spirit is in us. So my best friend is the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And Jesus told me once, he's okay if we have two best friends. That Jesus and the Holy Spirit can be our best friend. And mm-hmm. I love Espiritu Santo, Holy Spirit, the way he moves my life, fills my heart, puts joy in my spirit, and gives me peace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Kind of guides and directs us, leads us into truth. And that all goes with those verbs we were talking about in Romans 8. But you also talked in Romans 5, and you were reading some things from Romans 5 and the first 1, 3, 4 verses there that talk about longevity and endurance and sustenance and continuing. Can you kind of walk us through a little bit of some of that?
Yeah. Well, let me just read this. Our faith in Jesus transfers God's righteousness to us, and he now declares us flawless in his eyes. This means we can now enjoy true and lasting peace with God through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Our faith guarantees us permanent access into this marvelous kindness. And then verse 3, that's not all. Even in times of trouble, we have a joyful confidence knowing that our pressures will develop in us patient endurance, and patient endurance will refine our character, and proven character leads us back to hope. And this hope is not a disappointing fantasy. You know, so many people, they hope for the best, and yet they get disappointed. But our hope in Jesus is not going to bring us disappointment. It's going to bring us into pleasure, into joy, into confidence and glory. We do not have a disappointing fantasy when we put hope, our hopes, in the gospel and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I love that passage in Romans 5.
Mm-hmm. I think too, a lot of people watching, they've put their hope in disappointing fantasies.
Yeah.
You know, and some of that can look like, you know, maybe our job, it's become a disappointing fantasy.
Politics.
Politics.
Yeah. Disappointing fantasy?
Maybe. Yes, very much so. I think sometimes we put our hope in disappointing fantasies, relationships and people. And we have these things that we've put our hope in that have let us down. And you might be watching right now. Maybe you've been discouraged. You've been let down by life, right? Maybe you put your hope in yourself. You thought, I can do this, and you found yourself inadequate. You've had some disappointing fantasies. And we would love to pray for you that you would put your hope in Jesus, that Jesus would be that anchor in your heart, full of hope, and give you a future and destiny, and keep your eyes focused on Jesus. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that your hope would be settled and grounded in Jesus, full stop. And of course, grab your copy of the Passion Translation. So here's the deal. You know, Mom and I, we're all big into the whole Bible thing. And you're like, yeah, I got 5 Bibles. You know, we all have different Bibles. But this is a very unique modern day translation that will help you see the life of God, the presence of God in your daily living. So I encourage you, if you already have one, then get a couple more to give to your friends, because it is seriously one of the most life-giving translations that I've ever read. It's very, very powerful. And the footnotes are off the chain. Mm. I love the footnotes. In working with this, what are some of the difficulties that you faced?
Well, the difficulty of the language itself, you know, I'm not a Hebrew speaker, because biblical Hebrew is a dead language. And Koine Greek, likewise, is a dead language in that no one speaks that today.
Right.
So I'm working in ancient languages themselves, and the context, the meaning, the, you know, what the author is intending sometimes is blurred because of 2000, you know, the book of Obadiah, one of the oldest writings we have in the Old Testament, almost 3,000 years old. The book of Job, 3,000 years old. So you can imagine how language and culture shifts over those decades and centuries. So for me, I'm really grasping for the most accurate and powerful translation of every verse. And that takes time. Mm-hmm. So managing my time has been a difficulty as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think you could probably sink kind of quagmire in some things and try to say, okay, but I got to kind of have right. some conclusion to this.
Yeah, some scholars devote their whole life to just studying one book or one genre. But I've got 66 books, you know. Thank God I don't have to do the Apocrypha.
But kind of plugging along, right?
Yeah.
Kind of plugging along. You know, let me ask this too. When you translated Genesis, what were some things that made kind of takeaways that stood out to you? And I asked for Genesis because it's, you know, first book we read, right? It's the beginning.
Yeah. I did a real deep study on the four rivers of the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
And the names of those rivers. And I think Hebrew has so many play on words and puns, and the name of the river, the meaning of that name is the expression of the life of God as the river of God flows through us. Mm. The four components of that river, when Jesus said, if you believe in me, out of your innermost being, rivers, he used plural. Mm. He is hinting of the Edenic rivers
wow.
of Genesis 2 and 3. So studying that was a real powerful takeaway for me. And then the life of Joseph, I wept my way through translating and then recording it in the studio in an audiobook. It just so impacted my life forever mm. of how gracious and forgiving Joseph was and how that prepared him and made him a world leader. Mm-hmm. So our leadership is tested over whether we'll forgive those that hurt us the most. In a sense, the people that hurt Joseph the most put him on the throne. Hmm. It never would have happened if it weren't for the betrayal mm-hmm. he had to endure. So you can imagine if you look at the issues you're going through in your life and realizing that the most powerful things to promote you are the things that bring the deepest pain. The Hebrew word for pain is etzev. It's used for the woman giving birth in pain. Childbirth will increase. That's also the Hebrew word for creativity.
Serious.
Your greatest creativity will come out of your greatest pain. That was my takeaway from Genesis.
Goodness sakes. That's like drop the mic right there.
Well, you think a woman is creating, giving birth, so to mm-hmm. speak, through pain. And it's so powerful that Samson had to go back to the carcass of the lion and there was honey waiting for him. What caused the most trauma brought him the most revelation.
That's astounding. You know, you might be watching right now and maybe you find yourself in tremendous pain, right? And not just physical pain. What I hear in this, yeah. some of this is relationship pain, right? I mean, Joseph, his brothers betrayed him. I mean, they sold him down the river into slavery. Mm. Bad news. And pain. All of us have pain. All of us have relationship pain. But the pivot point for this, like Brian just said, is forgiveness. So if you're struggling with forgiveness, I want to encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. We won't counsel you. But we do want to pray for you that God would empower you to forgive, to release, to let go, and to let that place be a pivot so that God can move you into the divine appointment, the divine design that God has for you. And I think about Joseph as well, and he blows my mind because you see him kind of practicing some of his destiny early on. But really the pivot change point came when he remembered the dreams and he took some days, it took him some time to forgive, but he made the decision to do that. And from that point on, man, everything started to really, really flourish for him, not only in his job, but also in his heart and in his relationships and with his dad, reconciled with his dad. So hop on the phone, get on the website. There is tremendous potential in the pain, and God can redeem that and turn it into something glorious. We'd love to pray for you, and grab your copy of the Passion Translation. It'll change your life.
The Word of God is real, vital, and relevant to our daily lives. For your gift of $31 or more, we will send you The Passion Translation by Brian Simmons. The Passion Translation is a modern, easy-to-read Bible translation that unlocks the passion of God's heart and expresses His fiery, love-merging emotion and life-changing truth. This conveniently compact and updated edition includes over 500 new footnotes, 16 pages of full-color maps, extensive introductions and outlines of the New Testament, Psalms, Proverbs, and Song of Songs, and so much more. For your gift of $75 or more, we will also send you our lovely fleece Psalm 23 blanket, featuring the seven names of God revealed in the psalm. And as a bonus gift, we will include Marilyn's Seeing Jesus devotional. This encouraging 365-day devotional will give you a faith-building glimpse of Jesus every day of the week. Call or click today for this valuable resource.
I'm so glad you've joined this interview. And Brian, I'd like to ask you to pray for our audience. Pray that however you feel God directing them, you, but also pray they'd have a passion for the Word of God.
Let's do it. Friends, let's pray together. Almighty God, we love you. Thank you for giving us your Son, your treasure, the Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, we love you. Thank you for bringing us to Christ and showing us His glory. I ask in the mighty name of Jesus, your Spirit would rest upon our hearts, that you would breathe life into us, bring healing into our bodies, strength into our bones. I ask, God, that you would restore a passion for the Word of God. There's someone viewing right now, and you've neglected reading the Bible. There's no condemnation in Jesus Christ, and we're not condemning you. But God is whispering into your heart right now, come back to me, restore your first love. Come and open my word and receive from me, and I will give you the light and direction you seek. So Lord, do it in the hearts of each one, we pray, in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I totally agree. And I've never seen the Word of God return empty or void, right? It's always active, it's vibrant, it's creative, it's effective, it's powerful. So thank you so much. Remember, if you have a need in your life, we'd love to pray for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your copy, couple of copies of the Passion Translation. It's absolutely some of the best material engagement with God that you'll experience as you read your Bible every day.